So he shall continue that Ramananda. No. So he is this and this. No, where you are? Yes.
You want me to think of some something?
No, you explain in Korea.
That is Vedic culture. ये हो चाहे हमारा वैदिक सभ्यता
हैव यू स्टडीड द टॉकिंग ऑफ वर्णाश्रम धर्म फोर वर्णस एंड फोर आश्रम ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र द वैदिक कल्चर मींस टू एग्जीक्यूट the Varnasam. Now we are known as Hindus. The Hindu word is not to be found. The Vedic culture name is Varnasam. The Mahavidans from the other side of River Sindhu, they are called as Hindu. Actually, this word Hindu did not find any Vedic scriptures. So to accept this position, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas is compulsory. It is not that one has to take sannyas as a pattern. No. Actually, it is absolutely necessary for any person at the last phase of life to accept sannyas. This Ramananda Das also retired from the government service. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him that now you retire from your governor's state and come to Jagannath Puri, your home, and let us talk together about spiritual life. So in this way he retired. So all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sirup Sanatan Bhattaraguna, Sridhar Gopal Bhattaraguna, six Goswamis, the direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were all in renowned power of life. Then, read. You read it in India.
Although the Goswamis were very aristocratic, they became mendicants just to deliver the fallen souls according to the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are you
familiar? About Goswamis, Srinivas Acharya, he has written, Sakta Purnama Sesha Mandala Patishane, Sada Tutsava, Bhutva Dina Dane Sato Karunaya, Kopina Tantha Asito. प्लीज कहता हूँ
खिलाफ नहीं जा बाहर को
सबका सूर्ण अशेष मंडल पति से देवर मिनिस्टर नेचुरली देर एसोसिएट वेर वेरी वेरी बिग जमींदार एंड रिच मैन अशेष मंडल पति से मंडल पति मीन्स लीडर सोशल पॉलिटिकल So, give us their confidence. Explain.
Shivani.
Why? Sattva purnamashesha mandala pratishane sadatutsava bhutva dina gane shakho karunaya kopi natan dhatito. Dina gane shakho, the poor, masa people, we are thinking that we are advancing, but actually we are becoming poverty stricken. This very word is used, dina gane shakho karunaya. So, this time is ours, unless the social leaders, the leaders of the society, they take care of the mass of people to educate them. Jina Ganesha Khub Karunaya. If they do not become compassionate to the poor mass of people, who will deliver them? They are poor because they have no spiritual conception of life. So, that situation is always existing. Therefore, it is the duty of the leaders of the society, especially of the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, to take sannyas and preach Krishna consciousness to the mass of people. Dina Ganesha Kho Karunaya Kho Pina Kanthasu Kho. Now, we have got experience that many big, big leaders in political field, we have seen Srinam Tapas and Mumbai, they also took sannyas practically, but they could not live long because they could not tolerate the position of renouncement. And about the Goswamis, it is said, Tattva Tirunamati Samandana Patisanen Salat Utsava Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kau Pina Panthasito Gopi Bhava Rasam Mitab Vilahari Kallola Magnonya Bande Rupa Sanatana Vilahari. There must be engagement, proper engagement. If the engagement is not Krishna consciousness, then this so-called sannyas will be failure.
So,
practically, in Calcutta, there was a big barrister, C.R. Das. He renounced everything. But he could not live long, very shortly,
exactly.
But sannyas means to renounce for the supreme, not sannyas. If one takes root in the consciousness, and if he renounces family life and teaches Krishna consciousness, then he will be happy and the person that of whom he preaches, they will be happy. That's in practically many, many big sannyasis. They give up this world. Brahma Sattva Jaram Mithya. This world is Mithya. It has let me take sannyas. But unfortunately, they could not stand in that position. After a few years, they come down again in social work, in political work. That means they could not understand what is wrong. That is stated from Swami Shastra. That jinnir vinnakha vimukta manina tai asva bhavat avusuddha buddhaya adhiya krichena param padam tataha Patanti Abha Anadita Dushma Dangha Jinnay Arvindakha. He Arvindakha. Arvindakha is Krishna. Yes. Persons who are thinking that have become liberated. Vimukta mind. They're actually, they're not mukta. Therefore, Arjya Kichena Param Padam. Although they underwent very severe austerities and achieved the position in Nirvishesh Brahma, Arjya Kichena Param Padam. But because they could not understand, my Lord, your lotus feet, the Patanti Adha, the Pala. Just that in a modern age, they are going very hard by aeroplanes or Sputnik But because I do not get a shelter, I am the moon planet or Mars, Mars again comes.
But
so, simply speculative knowledge, philosophical knowledge, will not give us actual shelter in the Nirvishesh, Nirapa, Brahma. Through, we can realize in three stages. This is stated in this world. Badanti Pattavirasatyam, Jyanam Abhyam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti Sabra. Brahma Anubhuti is simply negation of this material world, Brahma Sattva Jagannitha. But Brahma Anubhuti is not final.
Brahma
Anubhuti. We are part and parcel of Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So simply understanding of our eternity on Paramatma is not sufficient. So, that is only association of the eternity portion. And then, if one further makes progress, the Paramatma, Paramatma is chief, Siddhanta. And lastly, unless you come to the shelter or the lotus feet of Krishna, there is no ananda. And every one of us, anandamaya vyasa, God is our anandamaya. We beings, part and parcel of God. We are also seeking after ananda. So, you cannot get permanent ananda either by Brahma realization or Paramatma realization, unless you come to God realization, personality of Godhead, there is no ananda. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita vi kavijya eva nijarupa payasada vi goloka eva nivasati kapilatma bhuta govinda mahavipurusam tamam vajana. Govinda, Krishna, is ananda chinmaya rasa. He is in the ananda chinma. He is ananda. He is not jara, rasa. It is chinmaya rasa. We should not understand or misunderstand. Krishna's lila is just like ordinary human activity. Śrīla-rūpa Jīva Gosvāmī has described this Krishna's ananda that Radha Krishna Pranaya Vipati Aladhani Shakti Yasma Etatmana Vapi Pura Jeho Bhildo Vato Udho Sri Chaitanya Akha Prakata Madhuna Tadvam Chaitra Mahatam. So, we should understand Krishna, how he is Ananda Chinma Vigra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Ananda Chinma Vigra. Combination of Aladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, and Krishna together. Therefore, the Vaishnava saints, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Mahe Vandana. If you take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then there is possibility to understand the Krishna science.
Hello.
This Krishna consciousness movement is trying to implement or push this movement throughout the world through the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And actually it is happening by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These Europeans and Americans, although they are supposed to be born in Greater Javan family, they take into consciousness so seriously. Otherwise, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. Hunsanam sahasresu paschitatatishitaye jatatamat shikhanam paschitatishitamantatam. Out of many, many millions of persons, one is in touch with how to become perfect. Manushanam sahasresu paschitatatishitaye. Siddhi means to understand one's own position. But we request everyone to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand this.
Hello.
Sri Rupa Goswami, he has given his direction. Namo Mahavadaraya, Krishna Prema Pradharati, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine, Gaurati Prema. Idea is, Sri Rupa Goswami offering his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadaraya, the greatest magnificent charity, charitable person. Because you are giving Krishna praying. Nobody can understand Krishna, but you are giving Krishna praying. Namo Mahavadaraya Krishna Prema Pradharate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. You are Krishna. You have appeared again as Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore I offer my name. Who was the learned scholar Pandit in the assembly of Maharaj Abha Pandit, that he also has written many verses. One of them is that Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikha Sameta Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Buddhidya Stavam Prabhadya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same person. Vairagya Vidya, you know, to teach Krishna consciousness, he has now appeared as Krishna Chaitanya. Vairagya Vidya, Vidya Bhakti Yogam, Sikkhartamita Purusa Purana, Tashata Purana, Krishna is the Purana. Navajau Manancha, the Brahma Sangita is there. Advaita Achyute Anadi Ananta Rupam Adhyama Purana Navajau. He is the oldest person, Adipuru, but Navajau. So, in every way, you will find that if you want to understand Krishna, then you have to take shelter of this Krishna's renounced order of life in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the confidential devotees, who are the Oya, this Ramanandar, and Sri Maiti. So it is a great opportunity for the Oya to understand Krishna consciousness as through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
We are discussing with this talks between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanandara. Take advantage of it and be very detached. So you can, if they require any question or so.
That it asks, you can precise Krishna consciousness and Guru Sastra.
They follow Sri Ramanandara. You are the dearest God. You are the responsible for all my family. This day, you are the best disciple of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Ramananda, by talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are feeling little sinfulness. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great sannyasi and coming from a very respectable Brahmin family. And Ramananda Raya, he belongs to the Kauravan caste of Orissa. And he was Grihastha at the same time in government family. So he was feeling little sinfulness that I am teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he was feeling like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged him. Iva vipra piva sutra nasi kane no. Jai Krishna tattva vesta sei guru. You become a sannyasi, or you become a jirastha, or you are a brahmin, or you are a sudra. The Krishna consciousness has nothing to do with this material thing. If you know actually what is Krishna, then then you can become Guru. Another place also Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that giving for this very bowl, avakka hincha, Krishna bhajanate nahi jati kulari vicha. Anyone who is a devotee, he is great. And if he is not devotee, he may declare himself as great, but he is most fallen. If in the devotional family, there is no such distinction as jati and
kula.
So, if you follow, the example is there, in your country, Ramananda, then wherever you are exalted. Narasimha Thakur, he has also said, he is a target. Griheva bonete thake, Agogurango bole jake, Narasimha mage tara sanga. It doesn't matter whether you are a grihastha or a sannyasi. Bonete means banaprastha sannyasi. Wherever he is, if he is actually a perfect devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he wants his attitude? No. Griheva bonete thake, Agogurango bole jake, Narottama magetara sambha. So, Krishna Bhagavan is so magnanimous, so exalted. In any position, you can become the greatest guru, provided you follow the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya. Say, how one can become perfect? Manmanaha vadbhakta marja imana namaste. Four things. Simply think of Krishna, this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, even when you have thought, Bhai Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Namaskaya kari thakaho apana kari. In whatever occupation you are, even, there is no need of change. But namaskaya kari. If you remain a grihastha, what is your loss? If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And if there is gain, why don't you take it? Simple. And Krishna also says, Manavana bhava madhuvata, madhyaji manavastu, manevashasi asamsa. These four things will get you back to home, back to body. What is that? Simply think of Krishna. But from the very beginning, you want to understand the meaning of Krishna. Krishna is nirakar, he has no hand, he has no legs, and how you think of it. You have to give up all this nonsense idea. Then wherever you be, will be perfect by Krishna consciousness. But so, this special advantage is that people cannot become very much advanced in spiritual life. But for Kalijus, there is a special consciousness. Hello, Nasteva, 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 Nasteva. Ah! Hare Vrindava, Hare Vrindava, Hare Vrindava, Yoti. And Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is called, ah! Kitarareva Krishnasa, Mukta Sangha Parangade. So, you remain Grihastha. It is now difficult to give up Grihastha life. But don't be merged into this black hole. Don't make black hole friends. Be alive. Take to Krishna consciousness and you'll be alive. So there is no distinction in Krishna Varna. Whether one is a Grihastha or Sannyasi. He must take his time. Then it is for
also,
utter the name of Lord Krishna. And there is no devotion unless you go to a guru. Forget it. I have a good master. What means? What business is so accept? Otherwise, there is no devotion. It is simply false. Anything. This is in Yantana Gubosan, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. are all good workers. Your first business is to approach one of my guru and take his arm. Otherwise, there is no use. That has been the defect in the modern society. They imagine this business will be given up. You must follow. Sadhu Margana Gavanam. This is described by the Sadhu Guru. You have to accept it. You cannot manufacture your own.
One is very hard. And people who are living in this world, and also wishing to attend God or just remember God, the priest or say about the God. Also, the Namaskaram, as Gurudev said, that mentioned the Gita, that all these are fruitless. The soul which is remembering God, either in the form of Krishna, but he has not met a Guru, because to get a real Guru is a real occasion. It doesn't happen in the case of everyone. One in million get a chance to get a real spiritual guide. There are so many in the name of spiritual guide, and people fall prey because his inner soul, hankers and inner soul think that this is my guru, and somehow I will accept whatever he says, and I will, the ultimate aim and objective is to love God or to recite his name and surrender to him.
This question has been answered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? He was teaching Sri Rupa Goswami. Tehi rupe brahmanda bhamite kono bhagavan ji Guru Krishna kripa paan bhakti yata ji. The Guru word is there. Guru Krishna, if you are actually entering Mata Krishna, the Krishna is within yourself. He will give you a Guru. He will give you a Guru. Guru Krishna kripa. But we must be fortunate to get the real Guru. If I am unfortunate, I will not get it. Otherwise, Sai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Vatari. Mali Hai Yatai Ji, Kareya Aropa. In this way, you find the Chaitanya Chota. So, isn't Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted Guru, Vishwaku. He is Supreme Personality of Lord Krishna himself. That Sarva Akhartha said that Vaidanta Vidyarya Vastikusam Siddhartha Mekha Purusha Purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhan. He is the Purusha Purana Krishna. But now, he has appeared as Krishna Chaitanya. But he also accepted Krishna has accepted Guru. Now, how you will get the ultimate goal of life without accepting Guru? Why do you manufacture this idea? There is no need of manufacturing. You have to follow. Mahārāna Nīya Bhava Sapanta. If you manufacture, then you will be cheaper. Don't do this. That has become a pattern, that you manufacture your own way of salvation. That is not possible. Therefore, Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami stresses, Adobudbhaka, the first business is that you must find out the one of thy guru, and then others.
The aim of human being is to surrender to Krishna, to the lotus feet.
Yes. Listen,
there are so many temples and
gods
and goddesses.
That has been described in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are hitajnana, less intelligent, all these gods and gods are for them. Hitajnana. Dhamas-prasya-sitabhyana jajante-vanna-devas. Those who are after other demigods, they are Hitogyana. Hitogyana is they have got little knowledge that is taken away by Maya. Maya for Hitogyana, these words are there. So this demigod Vasya is for the less intelligent class of man, not the actual intelligence. Actual intellectual is he. Bahunam janmanam atyek janavaram maham.
Saying that word, by surrender to Krishna, Bahadeva Sarvam Ekam Samaham
Maham. So, the demigod Vasya is a commander for the less intelligent person. Otherwise, to surrender to Krishna is the highest stage of person. Yes. Renunciation is the beginning of this material world. You cannot get, you cannot surrender to Krishna unless you renounce Krishna. If you have got material necessities, Sarva-dharmān parityajya, Krishna says, absolute surrender. And if you want material necessities, then you have got so many dharmas. This dharma, that dharma, social dharma, family dharma, natural dharma, community dharma, so on, so on. But Krishna demands sarva dharma parityajya. So it is not very easy thing. Therefore renunciation and surrender. Surrender means full renunciation. No reservation. And renunciation means you renounce something and keep something. That is it.
With any person, he renounces everything, his material property, and he takes Krishna consciousness. Can he live?
Really? You can see practically. We have about more than 100 centers, and we are maintaining at least 10,000 men. That's the view of them. And he has seen our opulence. We are advertised as fabulously rich. You can see here also, we have got at least 4 cars here. We have got 4 cars. Don't you see how we are living? Now, you, your concern is that we are living very opulent because we are surrendered to this. That is why. So if you come to us, you will also be very opulent. Surrender. Do that by practical thing. Where my anxiety? Do you know only our expenditure? In New York, we are spending 12 lakhs of these per month. Only in New York. Similarly, in Los Angeles, we have a huge expenditure. And our income is also daily 5 lakhs. You can see. We take our account, audit. People do not touch as soon as one hears, he is a religious. And we are selling religious books with Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita. 6 lakhs of rupees daily. Can you imagine?
Surrender will come in human life. At what stage it can come?
At any moment, you must be prepared. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam braja. So if you have got intelligence, you can do it immediately. It's very difficult, but you will not do it. They have done it, these young boys. They are not in business. And Krishna assures, aham paha sarva paapi bhoma kusha, ma sucha, don't hesitate. But we are hesitating. If there is no surrender, third act, remain under the class of Sama and Sama. There is Jesha Gunavai. Mama Maya Guru Swaya. Maya is very strong. And Mama is very proposal. Maya may have. As soon as you surrender to Krishna, immediately you are Mukta. Immediately, instant. It is in your hand. Follow Krishna's instruction, choosing it for your mood. Chant Hare Krishna.